Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast is going to be sunny today, high around 77. Kenosha right now is at 52 degrees, 49 in Burlington, Milwaukee 58, and it's 54 in Racine. A 5-year-old child airlifted to a Milwaukee area hospital after being struck by a car outside of a Kenosha school yesterday. Happened around 2 o'clock near Curtis Strange Elementary at 54th Street and 49th Avenue. Police Lieutenant Brad Hetlett says the youngster ran into the street and was hit and then briefly pinned underneath the vehicle. An officer and a citizen utilized the jack from the trunk to raise that car up and free the child. Flight for Life then landed at Forest Park Elementary to pick up the youngster, reportedly suffering broken bones. Driver of the car stayed at the scene, was cooperative, according to officials. Kenosha Unified's Tanya Reuter says the injured child, though, is not a student at Curtis Strange. Two emergency situations with small children in Racine last evening for which police are investigating. First involved about a 1.5-year-old girl found alone in a car seat in a vehicle in a parking lot. Forced entry made by first responders. Racine Fire Department paramedics taking that toddler to the hospital. Heard crying but described as warm and dry. The second incident involving a dog attack on a 1-year-old at a home on Jerome Boulevard. It resulted in serious head injuries. Paramedics indicated nose cartilage was visible with the heavy bleeding, and the child's left eye was in danger. Flight for Life was called to take that youngster up to Children's Hospital. Going to be a meeting at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall next Tuesday to allow property owners along the discussed issues situation with the erosion eating away at the bluffs on the Lake Michigan side. They're going to be able to get together and talk with officials about what's the possibility of dealing with this situation.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave says the purpose of the meeting is to develop a common understanding of the problem and the options available to the residents in affected municipalities. It will include an opportunity for residents and local officials to ask questions of experts in the fields of coastal management, engineering, and hazard mitigation, and get information about state and federal programs for the management and mitigation of coastal erosion. Several state and federal agencies have been invited to send representatives. About a dozen homes in Mount Pleasant, along with some village infrastructure, are being threatened by the erosion, which is also affecting areas in Caledonia. In addition, Kenosha County officials say 3 homes in Summers are affected. Those residents have also been invited to attend the Mount Pleasant meeting, which will run from 5:30 until 7 p.m. on Tuesday. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
In Glendale, a student at Nicolet High School suspended recently brought a Confederate flag to an English class. Principal sent an email to parents condemning the student's actions as, quote, derogatory and offensive, while adding it disrupted the class and upset many of the students. District policy does allow students to initiate conversation about a controversial issue, but it has to be first presented in the ordinary course of classroom instruction and cannot be disruptive. A man accused of firing several shots after getting into an argument with his father on Memorial Day in Racine County, now facing misdemeanor charges. 27-year-old Lee Brookman appearing in Racine County Circuit Court for negligent handling of a weapon and 2 counts of disorderly conduct. This reportedly happened at Browns Lake Drive in the village of Rochester. Court documents have Brookman and his father arguing about the use of the father's car and was asked to leave the home. Brookman allegedly then fired 6 shots from a 9mm handgun as he walked up the driveway and then he fled the area. Deputies told neighbors about the danger, urged them to stay in their homes while they searched. He was eventually contacted by phone, was Brookman. He's pleaded not guilty and will be back in court June 30th. The Women's Resource Center of Racine called the public to Burlington's Echo Lake Park last evening to remember a mother and son recently killed in a domestic violence-related house fire and explosion. Executive Director Sherry Griffin said that dealing with the emotions of losing Kimberly Howe and Nick Chalkin at a gathering like this, that can start the healing process.
As the domestic violence agency, we want to be sure that we recognize this important time for the entire community, and that we recognize that a time like this can leave many with many emotions, leave many with questions, and most times leaves many with a simmering anger about domestic violence and the toll that it can take.
The crowd included the daughter of victim Kimberly Howe. She declined comment to reporters after fighting tears during the vigil. At no point was Craig Lambert's name mentioned, Howe's live-in boyfriend for many years, whom the sheriff's department says shot and killed Howe's 17-year-old son before his actions that took Howe's life and his. And a Horlick High School student is facing a felony charge of strangulation and suffocation after an incident at the school Tuesday. 17-year-old Aaron Jones also charged with disorderly conduct. Court records have Jones allegedly grabbing another student from behind and putting him into a chokehold. Other students reported the victim's face turned blue. He told officers he couldn't breathe and thought he was going to pass out. The other student stepped in and stopped the incident. The student indicated he and Jones just don't like each other. Court appearance yesterday, a preliminary hearing on the charges now set for next week. U.S. Senate candidate Russ Feingold greeted by a large enthusiastic crowd at Wilson's Tea and Coffee in West Racine over the noon hour Thursday, part of the Democrats' latest tour of all 72 Wisconsin counties trying to defeat Republican incumbent Ron Johnson in the November election. Feingold telling the big crowd he had a strong message to send.
Just say that when you have a crowd like this 5 months before the election, it only means one thing. We're going to win!
Feingold saying during his travels all across the state, he's been listening to the people about what's important to them and hearing a lot.
And that's what I've done. That's what I believe in doing. I don't think you should just lecture people and tell them that I'm going to tell you what the problems are. You know what the problems are.
Right. Yeah.
They're created by foolish policy and big corporate domination of our democracy. You're the ones to tell us. Not the other way around.
Feingold, among other things, said Social Security needs to be protected, student loan reforms needed, more funding ought to be available to fix the country's infrastructure and to expand broadband internet services. Democratic candidate for Racine County District Attorney Tom Binger going to have a listening session at the George Bray Neighborhood Center next Wednesday. It'll be at 6:30 p.m. He says one way to improve justice in Racine County is to create a dialogue between the district attorney and the people of the community. The other candidate in the race, Assistant DA Trish Hansen. She's running also for the post being vacated by current District Attorney Rich Schapetti. Some additional aid to the UW system campuses in the state budget. It could be tied to performance-based measures, which is something Governor Scott Walker says he's considering.
We tied previous increases in the past couple years into performance. Did we do anything additional for the University of Wisconsin system? We're interested in looking at it.
A mechanism at the Tech Ed College system that's based on certain additional aid on factors like job placement and the number of degrees awarded in high-demand fields. City of Racine through the Water Department going after some DNR money to replace old lead pipes not only in the right-of-way but also on private property, funding for a problem not allowed in the past.
Typically, when we just replace the portion in the public right-of-way, studies have shown that the portion on the private side could get disturbed by the action here and cause higher lead levels in houses. So you saw Milwaukee this year make a statement that they weren't going to replace any water mains with lead services unless they replaced the entire service, which meant if there wasn't any money being made available for this, they weren't going to do any lead services at all in Milwaukee.
Utility General Manager Keith Haas telling the Waterworks Commission the city might be eligible for $500,000, which could be added to the almost $1.5 million projected with 2017 capital improvement projects.
What the state's saying is that if you're willing to do the public side, they're willing to fund the private side up to $500,000. So we get about $2.4 million total funding through a state loan for doing water mains, public right-of-way lead services, and private right-of-way lead services.
He explained the city could get a discount for borrowing on the work if there's a 21-page application for it. The deadline is by the end of next month. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation awards Gateway Technical College a $50,000 grant to support the Launchbox Growth Accelerate Program. This will assist 10 area entrepreneurial teams to start or grow their businesses. WEDC's Seed Accelerator program launched in 2012 to support nonprofit accelerators that support technology-based and growth-oriented businesses. And the joint UW-Parkside-UW-Milwaukee nursing program is going to be accepting some more students beginning with the fall semester in response to a need for more nurses in the region. The UWM Undergraduate Program Committee has approved increasing the number of students admitted to this program each year by 25% from 32 till 40. About 55 to 60 student petitions are accepted for the nursing program per year. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.